You know, I believe in everything that the Holy Spirit has poured out, every gift. But it's not given so that, you know, people can be exalted. It's so that we could exalt the living God. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me and they do what I ask them to do. I'm gonna make a challenging statement. If you're here today and you're not quite sure where you're at, after we're done here today, I want to pray with you. I want to just stand with you and believe that God is more than able to go ahead and reach into your lives and change you. But you have to want to do that. It can't be because that Bob's saying, come on up here and pray. If God's moving in your heart today, if God's speaking to you today, then I want to pray with you. There is so much more to Christianity than just coming here and fellowshipping together. It's fellowshipping with the living God. You're having him be a part of who you are in this life. It is so exciting sometimes. The things that he can do in our lives when we give him that opportunity to move in us. And believe me, I'm just like anybody else. You know, I'm pressing toward a mark. Am I there yet? No, I'm not. But I won't stop pressing. I'm hungering and I'm thirsting for the presence of God in my life. I'm hungering and thirsting. And there's sometimes, even today, I want to get on my knees and say, Lord Jesus, come. I need you. If there's doubts in who you are in Christ today, I'm going to encourage you not to take communion. If you're a believer and you trust in Jesus Christ, I want you to participate. But if you're not, please don't. But I'd love to talk to you and share with you and encourage you in who you are in Christ. Okay? Richard, you had something to say? Nope. Okay. Come on, Sam.
As I sat and listened to Acts being read by Andrew this morning, I was just thinking of how God reached into my life and pulled me out of the miry clay. How he took each and every one of us that do believe from the situations that we were in and brought us wholeness. Because brothers and sisters, we were broken. We were broken beyond belief. And beyond repair, we were heading to a place that there was no coming back from. And yet Christ reached inside of each and every one of us and brought us new life in him. Now, just before all this happened in Acts, Jesus gathered with his 12 disciples, including Judas, who betrayed him. He gathered in a room, probably the same room where the 120 were gathered. And there he took and told them what was going to happen. Let's read about that here in Luke. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 disciples with him, and he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. That has so much meaning, not just for communion, Jesus Christ fervently desired this, to eat with his disciples this supper. Why? Why did he fervently desire it? He fervently desired it because he knew what it meant. He fervently desired it because he knew that it was the Last Supper with his disciples. Because he wanted this time He desired it because he wanted each and every one of us. He desires you. As Bob said earlier, he desires you. He loved you so much that he died upon the cross because he desired fervently for no one to perish. So as we get ready for communion, if there's any doubt, please don't take it. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." You're dismissed.
Just 1 minute, you guys, if you just sit still for 1 second.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't he one?